Please turn to your Bibles now with me to the book of Lamentation. Lamentation are the words written by Jeremiah, so you will find it right after the lengthy book of Jeremiah. And so, Lamentation, chapter 3, the verses 21 through 41. Lamentation 3, 21 through 41. Hear then God's holy and inspired word, Lamentation chapter 3, beginning at verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. To the soul who seeks him, it is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and keep silent, because God has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes him, and be full of reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever. Though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he does not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under one's feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the justice due a man before the face of the Most High, or subvert a man in his cause. The Lord does not approve. Who is he who speaks, and it comes to pass, when the Lord has not commanded it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that woe and well-being proceed? Why should a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven. So far, the reading of God's word. Now, there's a text that I want to direct your attention to, and that is, first of all, in Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, the verses 29 and 30. Here we have the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So far then, the reading of our text. Congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is not easy to carry much baggage with you, is it? Just not all that long ago, I had to carry quite a bit of baggage at an airport. I'd gone somewhere, and I had two bags with me and a box of books, and it was actually a little bit too much. And I'm just hoping that next time people are generous to give a pastor some books, that they will send it in some other way, because carrying all that baggage can be very difficult, especially as you get a little bit older. In fact, it can affect you in a bad way. But there is a type of baggage, congregation, that is never, never too much. And it will never affect you in a bad way. And you know what that is? It is the baggage or the burden that the Lord Jesus Christ calls you and me to carry. How so? Well, it's the type of spiritual baggage that can only be carried properly by the yoke that the Lord Jesus gives us. And boys and girls, I'm not talking about a joke, but a yoke. Y-O-K-E, a yoke. And it is called the yoke of Christ. Now, you need to know how to carry this yoke, and you need to know why you must carry that yoke. And that is what I want to speak of then, primarily. The Lord Jesus expresses this in our text in such a beautiful way. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And so, as theme and the vision, Christ's call to take his yoke upon you. In the first place, taking on his yoke. Secondly, learning it of him. And then thirdly, benefiting from it. So Christ's call to take his yoke upon you. First then, taking on his yoke. Now congregation, when Christ speaks here of a yoke, we need to know what a yoke is in a literal sense. A yoke is a special harness. We could also call it a harness. It is a special harness, usually made of wood and of leather straps, that make it possible to carry a load or to pull a load. A yoke for human beings would be some sort of a wooden frame that could be laid on your shoulders and tied down with some leather straps around your chest. And such a yoke would then make it possible for you to carry a substantially heavy load and burden. Now, a modern-day yoke, I suppose, would be called a backpack of some sort. A yoke for animals, for horses, for instance, or for oxen in Bible times particularly, would consist of a large wood frame that would rest on the back of the animals, tied around the chest and the body of the animal with leather straps. And such a yoke would then enable such an animal or animals yoked together even to pull a large load or plow a field, and that for the benefit of those who operates these animals or guides these animals. The secret of a good yoke was that it should not be too loose, because it would chafe the skin and the bones of the animal. A loose yoke would make it troublesome and painful, therefore, to pull a load. But neither should the yoke be too tight, because that would severely restrict the breathing of an animal, tire it out, and disable it far quickly in pulling a load. A yoke, therefore, could not be too loose, nor could it be too tight, but it should fit just right. Well now, Jesus Christ speaks here about his yoke. Not in a literal sense, of course, but in a spiritual sense. And he says, my yoke is easy. And the word that he uses there means that his yoke fits just right, just right. It's not too loose and it's not too tight. In fact, you could say it is comfortable. It enables you to carry your load or your burden or your baggage well. And it makes it possible even to enjoy carrying your baggage, whatever that baggage might be. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ means here when he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when he speaks here of a yoke, he does not mean, obviously, a literal one of wood and leather straps, but a spiritual one that he gives when? Well, that's when he gives that when we are born again. He gives us a yoke, a spiritual yoke. He gives this spiritual yoke, you see, to us because he knows that we, as born again people, as Christians, traveling through this life, will have to carry some baggage, some burdens. Some load will have to be pulled, and some burdens will have to be carried. You see, as we journey through life as a Christian, we journey with some baggage, don't we? We should not imagine, as some people do, that as soon as you become a Christian, then all your burdens are taken away from you and they're all gone. You can just go on and enjoy life. Well, we may enjoy life, but it does not mean that the burdens are gone. And perhaps God has also given you the material baggage. And let me just give you some examples. There is that baggage of wealth. This means that you are called to look after such wealth, such possessions, and look after it well. This baggage is something that you may have to carry throughout your whole life. But if you have taken on the yoke of Christ, you will be able to carry such baggage well and comfortably, honorably, and honestly. Perhaps God has given you, and we'll look at it from another angle, giving you the baggage or the burden of physical handicap or of a weak or frail or sickly body. There's no prospect that this burden will ever be lifted from you in this life, and so you are called to carry it. But if you have taken upon yourself the yoke of Christ, you will be able to carry your burden as well, even patiently and with some measure of endurance. Remember, the Lord never gives his children more than what they can handle. He never gives his children more than what they can handle. But the carrying of the burden, he also gives the strength to carry it as well. This is why Christ says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." My yoke fits you so that you can carry your burden, in other words. Perhaps God has given you some emotional or psychological baggage to carry through your life. Perhaps you have great sympathy for people like women and children who are suffering. And it burdens you that they are suffering. And we hear so much of that, especially in this day and age, don't we? Perhaps you yourself have suffered abuse earlier in life. And it has become a burden to you now as you have become older, when you think of it. Perhaps you are sensitive to the negative comments that people make about you, which are totally unfair. It's a burden that you might have to carry. Perhaps it's a burden that the people are so negative or someone is so negative toward you. And such a burden threatens to depress you and make you negative in turn. Perhaps your burden is a very heavy responsibility that you have towards your family, towards the church, towards the ministry of the gospel, towards studies, towards company, towards your work, whatever it might be. Such a responsibility can become a very heavy burden and is certainly part of the baggage that you are taking with you in your journey to life, into life. But again, if you have taken the yoke of Christ upon you, no matter what, my dear brother or sister in the Lord, you will be able to carry your burden. You will be able to carry your baggage because Christ says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, isn't it wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a saving way, dear people? Because by taking his yoke upon us, we will be able to carry whatever burden we must carry through life. His yoke, it fits. It's not too loose and it's not too tight. His yoke is comfortable and it will carry us through life. I should also say something about the spiritual baggage that we as Christians have to carry. Christ tells us, for instance, that we as Christians are to take up our cross and follow him. Therefore, the cross of being a Christian, following Christ, can be a very heavy cross, especially if it becomes the cross of persecution. And as you have heard as well, today is supposed to be a prayer day for the persecuted church. And we have done that this morning and also this afternoon again. And we hope and pray that the Lord will also hear those prayers as well. Nevertheless, you and I, we should not be afraid of this spiritual baggage. When we have the yoke of Christ upon us, we will be able to bear it as well. And we know that this will happen to those who are under persecution right now. When they are true in Christ, the Lord will take care of them. At the same time, as a Christian, we are taught to look in faith to the cross of Christ and his death and burial and his resurrection, then you and I may be assured that we are released from the burden of sin. The guilt of sin is removed, the punishment of sin is taken away, and so that is what we may leave up with and to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is, of course, one of the great joys of the Christian life as well. That is, that burden, the burden of sin has been taken away. The guilt and the punishment of sin, it has been, as it were, rolled away. Or as the Apostle Paul could say it in Romans 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For that, you will not need to have baggage anymore. Notice yet from our text that Christ says, take my yoke upon you. And there is some emphasis there in taking on Christ's yoke. Because during Christ's days on earth, there were also those scribes and those Pharisees who were busy putting their yoke upon the people. It was called the yoke of the Torah, or the yoke of commandments, and then not just the Ten Commandments as the Lord God has given them to us, but some 613 other commandments as well. And as such, they became the yoke of legalism, extreme legalism. And they burdened the people with heavy burdens which they could not bear. But Christ says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Well then, how do we take up Christ's yoke on us? This takes me to my second point, learning it from him and of him. How do we put that spiritual yoke and harness upon us? Or if you will, how do we put that spiritual backpack on us and have it fit good for us? How do we do that? Well, we have to look to Christ, you see. We have to look to Christ. Simply stated, it is done by looking to Christ. By looking to him in faith. By looking to him and learning of him. This is why Christ says here in our text, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Well, what is it then that we have to learn from Christ? Well, he says the following. For, and this is the reason, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. In other words, dear people, by looking to Christ, you will learn to become and want to become Christ-like. And as you become Christ-like, you will begin to look like him in the spiritual sense, of course. You will begin to act like him. And you will take his yoke upon you. And then you might ask, well, what is it then to be Christ-like? It means to be, and it says here in our text, it means to be gentle and lowly in heart. Well, let me explain this, first of all, in a negative sense for clarification. It is not Christ-like, dear people, to always insist on your rights. And if your rights are infringed upon, to take action of some sort, even actions of violence. This is not Christ-like, and it is not being very gentle. Also, it is not Christ-like to be proud, to be haughty, and to think that you are just a little bit better than others around you. And then if others threaten to do better than you do, you turn towards them hateful, spiteful, and envious. Again, this is not Christ-like, and this is not being gentle of heart. Because if you are that way, you have taken upon yourself the yoke of Christ. As a consequence, the baggage and the burdens you have to carry through life will be far too heavy. You will not be able to carry that burden. Some of us have not learned from Christ yet to be gentle and lowly in heart. As a consequence, you found life to be burdensome, uncomfortable, and unpleasant. Your journey through life is an unnecessary, difficult journey. I urge you, dear brother or sister, whether you're young or old, I urge you, start looking to Christ. Look to Christ. Learn of him to be gentle and lowly in heart. Ask of him the grace to become like him, and become more and more like him. Yes, it's a long journey. It takes a lifetime, but Christ will work that in you. Ask the Holy Spirit to make Christ like, lowly and gentle, that may be seen on you and sensed on you. You will then find yourselves harnessed with a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light, because Christ says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, let me put it in a positive way now. Being Christ-like is being gentle and lowly in heart. What does it mean then to be gentle? What does the word mean here? Well, the word used here literally means listening to what others have to say, respecting their opinions and their take on things. It means allowing for others to be right and for you to respect that right. That's being gentle in terms of what this word means. Even to the point where you will not complain when others do you wrong. The Apostle Peter, for instance, equates gentleness with a quiet spirit. It is a spirit that knows when to speak and that knows when to be silent. And again, the Apostle Peter praises, for instance, a godly wife, for instance, for this type of spirit. When he speaks in 1 Peter 3, verse 4, about the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. That's being Christ-like, isn't it? That's being Christ-like. And you see, our Lord also displayed that type of gentleness so well during the days of his suffering. We are told, for instance, these well-known words in Isaiah 53:7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. You see, Christ was gentle to the point of allowing others to put him on the cross to die, and now he wants us, you and me, to be gentle so that we can get through life. Well, then, what about this matter of being lowly in heart. Now, this is what the Apostle Paul explains when he says in Philippians 2, verse 3, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Lowly in heart. This means to value the gift and talents in others that God has given to them and appreciate them for it as well. Lowly in heart. C.H. Spurgeon says and explains it this way. This means, and I quote, I am willing to receive the lowest and the poorest among you, the most obscure, despised, and ignorant. I welcome to Christ's salvation. Lowly in heart, dear people. We need this because it will not only make us more like brothers and sisters in Christ, building each other up in the faith, but it will also make us more evangelical, outreaching, attractive, and gospel sharing, and how necessary that is in this day and age, in this world that we live in today. Well, we can learn all of this from the Lord Jesus Christ, as he says, take up my yoke and learn, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart. And by learning this of Christ, you will actually be taking his yoke upon you. Now, as we have celebrated the Lord's Supper, congregation, would you not want to be more Christ-like in being gentle, being lowly in heart? Would you not want to have that yoke of Christ upon you, which will make carrying baggage, carrying burdens easier? After all, he says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Isn't that what we would want so that we can get through life? And to get through life, make the journey well? Well then, let me finish with this. You'll be benefiting from it, my third point. There is a benefit in taking Christ's yoke upon you besides what you have already heard. If you take Christ's yoke upon you, he, that is Christ, promises you, and you will find rest for your souls. As you journey through life, dear people, with your yoke and with your burdens, you will want some rest every once in a while, won't you? Even as the journey goes on, you will want some rest. Well, Christ promises you that you will find such rest. And this word rest can also be interpreted here as being refreshed, encouraged, reinvigorated. And this is the benefit that you may receive as you take upon yourself his yoke. And isn't that what he has also supplied already through the celebration of the Lord's Supper? A measure of rest again as we could receive the elements, that we can be refreshed, be encouraged, be reinvigorated, and take on life again with the burdens and the baggage because we have the yoke of Christ on us. You see, you will not be able to carry the burdens and the baggage of life any easier than with the yoke of Christ on you. You will not receive rest at any point unless you look to Christ and find that he will help you find such rest. Because he gives that spiritual refreshment, you will find rest for your souls. And what a blessing it is, dear people, to have rest for your soul, to have that spiritual self at rest and be refreshed. Then the baggage you have to carry through this life, yes, it may be much, it may be heavy at times, but the Lord Jesus Christ has given you what you need. Then the burden you have to carry and which you have to bear may be many burdens, but the help of the yoke of Christ and those occasional rests as well, you will find that the journey through life is not only possible, but even pleasant, comfortable. And so, to all who have celebrated the Lord's Supper today, to all who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, young or old, members or guests, here's the call of Christ to you this hour. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for the yoke that he is offering us, for the example that he has set for us, and for the benefit of rest that he gives to each one of us. With all that, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to make the journey through life easier, more comfortable, and even enjoyable. Then, when we arrive at the end of our journey, dear people, Christ will be there. And one of the things he will do, he will gently remove that yoke from our shoulders. He will take away all the burdens from us, all the baggage will be set aside permanently. And he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." And that for perfect, unending rest. Well, may all of us anticipate this through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who has called us even this day. Amen. Let us close in prayer. Lord Jesus, we come to you at the end of this worship service to thank you that you are the one who has spoken through the word, that we may take upon us the yoke that you are supplying so that we may carry our burdens of life. We thank you for the promise of rest, and we thank you for the example that you are setting. And grant that each one of us may become more Christ-like as we go on, that our wife, our husband, may be able to say, "I can see something of Christ in you." That our children may be able to say of their parents, "We can see something of Christ in you." Lord, what a great blessing that would be. And therefore, make yourself great in us and help us to do what is right. Bless us, we pray, as we close this worship service and the celebration of the Lord's Supper. And we thank you for the rest that we could experience also and be refreshed and be encouraged to go on from here. Grant, therefore, that as we take up our daily workload and the burdens and the baggage, may we carry it easily by the yoke that you have given. And so bless us. Be with us now as we go home. Take care of us on the roads. Keep us free from the virus. Help us to do what is pleasing to you. And please forgive us our sin. In Jesus' name, amen.